Welcome to Coochie Conversations, where we give you the real on all things women's health, spirituality, and motherhood. Empowering women to have sovereignty over themselves, we shine light on the disparities that women face daily as divine feminine beings. So steep your favorite tea, roll up your favorite smoke blend, and tune into this week's episode of Coochie Conversations. Peace, y'all. It's your girl, Bianca Pittman, aka your Yoni Shiro, back once again giving you a fresh Coochie Conversations episode. And today we are talking about permission. Who gave you permission? This is going to be a juicy episode. So,
yeah. I'm hoping it's a two-part because I kind of want somebody else to tag in. I have somebody in mind, but we'll talk like off the camera. But yeah, we're going to start off because this is, we have to usher in people before, you know, we have to lay a foundation before we even continue a conversation. So permission is actually a 10-letter word. Mm. And the Miriam.
So giving permission is more than just saying yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a 10-letter word. It's two digits. And if you're into numerology, the absolute number is one. So 1.0 is one. So permission is something definite, right? The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines permission as consent, authorization.
Okay. So my question is, who gave us the permission to play small?
My question is, who gave us permission, period? Who gives us permission? Who authorizes us?
Or who are you authorizing?
What are you authorizing?
Yes. What are you? What is it that you're authorizing? Because I feel like we don't realize that oftentimes we authorize a lot of shit that we probably wouldn't necessarily authorize had we been like more aware of the circumstance. And then you kind of look back at the situation like, oh shit, I really allowed all of this to happen. I really gave the authorization for this to go down. So it's like, how can I keep pointing the finger at this person or this situation when I allowed it? And I think
it was my permission to give. It was my authority to give.
It puts you in a place of accountability.
If you acknowledge it.
Yes. Acknowledge it and then be accountable for the authorization that you put out there. So we have to really check in with ourselves and like on all facets of like when you're allowing something, like are you really allowing, like is it really coming from a space of awareness
or a space of empowerment?
So what do you feel like you've allowed in your lifetime or in certain circumstances that you didn't realize until later on, like, oh shit, it was me?
Well, Bianca, I'm glad that you asked. Here I go. This is not going to be long-winded. I'm going to keep it cute because we already laid the foundation. Spiritually speaking,
okay,
demons have to be invited or permissed or authorized to inhabit a space or to command or to dominate or to be the parasites that they are. Mm-hmm. Demons are not, like, demons are invoiced by the enemy, which is standard, right? But you have to permit them. They can knock on your door, but you have to let them in.
You have to open the door.
In order for them to run rampant in your life. Spiritually speaking. If you're looking at people's patterns of behaviors and how it duplicitous around you, the common denominator is you.
You.
Romantically speaking, oh, niggas always this, oh, niggas ain't It's not niggas. It's the you. Niggas you permiss.
But it's also the vibration that you're exuding, because we attract, people hate to hear this part, but we attract the vibrations that we're on. Or
we are on that vibration. How they can hear it? How they can they how can they catch the tune if you're on the same radio station?
They're tuning into our frequency. So
we turn the radio.
When we have something in our life that we necessarily don't want, it's all of a reflection of, like, the inner is all a reflection of the outer. Well, the outer is a reflection of the, you know, the inner. So it's like when your reality isn't what you want it to be, you have to change the frequency, because you can only, it's like a radio. You know what I mean? When you tune a radio, FM, AM, FM, you gotta tune into the frequency in order to hear the radio. If that frequency isn't something that you're identifying with, you gotta turn the channel.
I'm in New York. If you tuned into 105.2, it's gonna sound real muffled. But if you want to hear the station, it's 105.1.
Point one. That shit is clear.
Crystal clear, because you're on the frequency. I have a statement that I'm going to follow up with a question. My statement is this, right?
Oh, I
This is
like that.
personal to us, right? Oh, my client. Oh, I love my client so much, but she never pays me on time. Or, oh, I love my job, or I love creating these products, but I'm hitting a glass ceiling. Or, I love my customers, but they only buy just enough to cover shipping costs. Or, oh, I love fashion and I love making clothes, but I always attract the same low budget customer. What in our behavior is permitting the lowballing?
I feel like not always feeling that deserving. In some way, shape, or form, we are what we attract. So it's like, what is it about our offerings that we feel like we can't meet that target audience, or we can't charge? Because now I see people, like their prices, like this girl, she made a mask. It was $22. Now it's $12. Why? Why are you moving backwards in your offerings? Because you feel like your product is really not deserving of that $22? Because maybe the people in your tribe are at a lower budget, than your offerings. But then that just means you have to change the channel to a higher frequency or higher paying client. We don't ever have to really go back, in our offerings. But when we, because like Imani says it all the time, stop giving discounts. Stop discounting your gifts. If you give a discount, everybody's always gonna look at you for a fucking discount. When Victoria's Secret has two semi-annual sales twice a year. That's the only time you're getting a discount. They're not going in Victoria's Secret looking for a discount any other time. So
Is
it's just
our
like it's
behavior indicative of the abundance we're claiming for ourselves? Are we acting as abundant as we believe that we are?
no, because it's a disconnect. It's either we're acting on it and we don't think it, or we're thinking it and we're not acting on it. But it's some area, some gray area in that area we feel like we're not deserving.
Who gave us permission to listen to the tiny negative voice in our head?
I think when you're not used to having like, and not, it's not always about depending on somebody else to speak life into you, but like, or you not even speaking life into yourself. You can kind of get into that self-sabotage mode and adhere to those naysayers that's in your head instead of
Who did
knowing
we
that,
give
you know what?
permission to discourage ourselves? Like, who gave us permission to discourage ourselves?
I think it comes from sometimes from the outside validation. Like sometimes you have like friends who you're in a circle and you're doing, maybe your friends work 9 to 5s and you're the only entrepreneur. And then you come to them and you had a good day or you met a goal or whatever. Because I've been in that situation. It may not be in business where I try to share something with somebody and they steal the joy. And when they steal that joy, like they don't give you that reaction that you had, they're not matching your energy and shit like that. It kind of makes you feel like, damn, maybe I shouldn't have shared that, And then like those circumstances will create doubt in your mind because somebody didn't match the energy that you was portraying when you shared your goal with them. So now you feel like, well, maybe my shit ain't that popping. And now you going down the rabbit hole of like the self-sabotage all because you didn't get that outside validation. So I think it's, knowing your gifts and being anchored in your gifts and not really trying to seek outside validation helps us really anchor in our purpose and know that our offerings are valuable, regardless of what anybody says. Everybody is not going to like what you have. Everybody don't like Beyonce. Some people like Rihanna. Some people like Taylor Swift. Like everybody does not gonna like what you offer, but that doesn't mean that your offering isn't valid or good enough. Or
Or
it
there's
doesn't
no
mean that you
room
have
for
to
it.
dis there's no room for it. It doesn't mean you have to discount it. Sometimes we price our products based off of how everybody else prices their products. But like, you're not like everybody else. And sometimes your cost of living and all that shit is not like everybody else's. I may make a yoni soap and you may make a yoni soap. I may live in like Florida where the cost of living is cheaper, and you may live in California or New York where it's higher, and your $8 bar of soap is not gonna help me with my lifestyle in California or New York with, with the bills that I accrue from my cost of living of the demographics of where I live at. So I just feel like we have to, base our standards and our worth off of ourselves and nothing else. And if you don't have self-worth, then that's where, the missing link comes in, because then that's where you have to do like that inner work and that personal development and all the other stuff. But I think we ultimately give the permission
I think it
of
starts, I think
self-acceptance.
the inventory starts with recognizing that we are the authority and we are the ones that is to issue the permission. That
We
once
have the pen. We
we
write the story.
have the pen, we are the authors of our story. We have been gifted this experience here on earth. And I think that, whew, here I go. This I'm gonna put the book out. It all starts from understanding the intention of your life. Because if you understand that regardless of the environmental factors, the standard of your childhood, your experiences, your traumas, your fears, the life expectancy rate of your demographic, you were called into existence, period. You are here. Zygotes, enzymes, a penis, whatever got put together, and you are here.
You
And
know how,
that is not an
just
accident.
for you to be able to be here, you know how much of a race you had to win
That's
to
a
just be able to,
you are a miracle.
a miracle. Every person, on this earth is a miracle, because you're really going through a lot of adversities just trying to, stimulate an egg. Like,
Do you know how many constructs were in place that almost inhibited you from listening to this listener? You know how many distractions are constructed just so you are not reminded that your existence is necessary for this planet to be in
And
orbit right now? Your breath is a protest.
just like we have an ecosystem, and like where we have a hierarchy of how, we need the animals eat each other and all that shit just to make the ecosystem go, like I'm never gonna understand why we have roaches on this planet, but
Ever.
there's a need for them, I guess. And that's is a need for you too. Like they say that the uterus literally, like the ovaries call in the sperm. So it's like we choose the sperm as opposed to the sperm choosing us. And it's like you were chosen. You are a chosen one. And I think sometimes we allow one, I think like not I think, I know if you don't like your reality, it don't have to be your reality. What's always in front of you is not always what has
What's
to be in
ahead of
front
you?
of you.
Right.
You can change the channel. You create your own reality with your thoughts. So you're only as mediocre and low vibrational as what you think. Because
You can choose
as
again.
a thinking, you are. As so it is, And I think that what about sometimes when we allow things in a certain season, and then you like kind of like outgrow that vibration, and it's like, oh shit, like.
But why do we give so much power to seasonal changes, to something that's existentially going to outlast that season? Like, we were here before that season. We built up to the season that we're experiencing. Why do we let the season or something temporary define what's long lasting? You are a living legacy. I am a living legacy. I was called into existence by my creator. My parents met when they met. They copulated when they copulated. It got popping when it was supposed to pop it. Listen, 1987, they made a classic and they broke the mold. And if I was not born for anything, I promise you, I was put here to encourage people through the existence of my of breathing, bro. Like, I was born to remind people that they were born for a reason.
For a reason.
And you, my
My
friend,
mom reminds
you
me
can't
all the
deny
time.
that.
Like,
Like, you cannot deny
no,
that.
I mean, even with me, like my mom, you know, my first trip to California, my mom told me, I guess she had this whole breakdown. Like, I was just coming here to visit, and she thought, I guess she always knew that I was going to end up here. I don't know how soon she thought or whatever, but she told me, like, you know, you fought so hard to be here. And I didn't know what she was saying. And then she would just, you know, she broke it down how she was literally, you know, had an abortion appointment. And, you know, she was, my grandparents used to try to give her at-home abortions because they didn't want a nigger grandbaby, you know, and all these things. And she just, like, you know, you fought so hard to be here. And I just think about other people, how, you know, they might not even had the adversities that I was faced with before I even got here, but they also still fought so hard to be here in their own right. And like, we all have a place
Genetically.
on, genetically, we all have a place on this earth. And who to think, like, if I wasn't here, I would not be able to help women the way that I help women. And what I do is not for the gratification. It's just for, it's the to meet the need of, like, these women need women that are going to pour into them and really help them in ways that, you know, Western medicine is not able to assist them, and
You're
not even not
essential to
able
our,
to.
you're essential to the woman race.
I'm an essential worker.
I'm essential. I will say this, right? It's like, when did we relinquish the authority over our lives to
To other
temporary
people.
circumstances and to other people? Because I had to crawl and climb out of a former relationship because the person had imprinted their definition of me according to my role in their life. Because they are their own world, right? But I wasn't called to exist in their world.
Their world.
I was called to occupy space and hold space for others through my creator and my savior. So in being present for that person, respectfully, I made them my God. I made them my creator because I was a part of their reality that they created. And I'm not saying I worship a man. I'm talking about, let's call a thing a thing. You cannot serve two masters. You either serve your purpose or you serve this world. You know how I feel about that. Goddesses satisfy the goddesses satisfy their purpose. I'm not out here to please people. I'm out here to
No, I'm
please.
not.
I'm out here
Some
to please
people
my
please,
creator. Let
them
me tell
people
you,
pleasing days is over, baby.
the people pleasing days are so far behind me, and it shows up in different versions just to make sure I really have evolved from that. Like if I truly believe and I accept the fact that I am made in his image and likeness,
We are gods.
I deny his existence every time I relinquish that right to somebody else to define me.
Else. And that's the thing. We can't be victims of our circumstances. Like, we can't let our circumstances define us. Like, we
No,
got
it's
too much.
temporary.
It's very temporary, and we got too much going on. But I think for the people that don't really know that what their purpose is or how to step into their purpose and things like that, that will get lost in translation for them.
What does that look like
It's
for
a lot of
you?
outside validation from people who don't know themselves or what their place is in the world. Ouch.
So
Ouch.
some practical steps for you guys is to check your audience. Check the pleaser meter, right? You
Right.
doing
Check your
you
please.
do all
Tap in
right.
with your pleaser meter. Is
Okay.
this for me? Is this
Is
for
it for who
you?
you doing it for or what you doing it for? What are we doing? What are we doing?
Right.
Right? Also, tap in with your existence. Get existential with things. What comes
Journal.
next?
Do some
What
breath work.
You
You
loud.
know.
Let's get into those modalities. Write it out.
Yes.
Write it out. The standards for my life were not impactful until I leaked it over to every area. I have a standard for my professional life. I have a standard for my emotional life. I have a standard for myself as a mother. I have a standard for myself as a daughter. I have a standard for myself as a woman to a man. You know what I'm saying? I have a standard. And I did not realize that it was my own responsibility to blur it across the board. I thought I had to compartmentalize, right? Like, I'm big dog here, I'm little dog here, I'm a big deal here, I'm a kind of, nah, I'm a big deal everywhere and I got receipts.
Everywhere.
And I got receipts
I'm not dimming my life for nobody.
for nobody. And I don't talk like that because it's not my personality, but it is what it is. It is what it is. It is what it is. I can't play small because I don't come to win nothing small. I don't come for no
There's
chips.
nothing mediocre or basic about me. So,
And
like,
there's
there's
nothing
no playing
mediocre about the
small.
things that I desire for myself. And there's nothing mediocre for the things that I do to me because I honor my existence. If I honor my existence, I should not be accepting or permissing anything less
Less,
than
nope.
honor. I honor myself. So I'm going to be in spaces that honor my calling,
Me,
that I
yeah.
am my higher self. I convene with my higher self. So I only relate to people who see me as my
See me
highest
as my higher
self.
self. Exactly. Who see the light? I'm not here to always aggravate your demons, but when I am aggravating your demons, I see that you're not operating in your light.
And when your demons are aggravated, look at the purpose and not the
It
aggravator.
becomes triggered, right?
Because it ain't
Too many
me.
people. It's playing victim instead of holding up the mirror and seeing a reflection of why is this triggering you so much?
Ooh, the M word.
It's the mirror work for me.
Who gave you permission to be delusional and act like it? Who gave you permission to go chase your dreams and pretend like your
How
dreams are
dare
going to be a
you?
reality? How dare you act like
How
there's
dare
no
you chase
glass
your
ceiling
dreams
and
and know
soar
what
that
you want?
high?
Right. How dare
How
you know
dare
that you are
you?
limitless?
And act like it. If I will be aggravated too.
Okay, and like I'm not gonna dim my light because you don't know yours.
I would listen, and I would and my lower self would be mad at me right now.
Period.
My lower self is pissed at me right now.
But too many of us operate in our lower selves. They don't even know what it's like to be in a higher self. So when you see somebody in their higher self, it bothers you.
It's triggering.
It's very triggering because you don't know how to get there.
So let's talk about some practical steps, right? First, we recognize that, we are purposed, right? We recognize, okay, we are called in his image and likeness. We exist. We got a heartbeat. We got a brain. We got ideas. How do we protect those things from the outside elements? You can go first. I have some implementations.
How do we protect from the outside elements? I think for me, well, I do a lot of protection work, but and that looks like, I might light a candle. And like, I protect my family all the time, so I keep a candle lit for them, for my business. Also, I think it's like surrounding myself with like-minded people is very important for me. It's when I'm in a space of like walking in my purpose and then hanging out with or being around people who are not very purpose-driven or motivated that I feel like I have to protect something. Because when I'm in my space with my people, I don't feel like I have to protect anything, because it's just very organic. But it's those triggering moments when you're around people that you're not sure if they're jealous of you or if they're just like, triggered by your light or whatever. That's when you feel like, damn, like I gotta protect this. And that's when you feel like I don't want to tell nobody nothing, or I don't want to share my goals. And then you have spaces where you very much like, you have goal friends, and we thrive and are inspired by each other's hitting each other's, goals and stuff like that. But then there's spaces where it's like, all right, I can't even share this with you. So protecting myself sometimes is just removing myself. So I think that's what it looks like for me. How about you?
To first protect something is to acknowledge that it's precious and that it's worthy of being protected. So once I acknowledge that, I matter, so I gotta act like I matter. Ooh,
Right.
sorry. Ooh, that's not even not this episode. But like once I acknowledge that I'm precious enough to protect, I implement safety. And safety, spiritually speaking, looks for me like sealing myself, covering myself in prayer, convening with my Lord and Savior, making sure that I'm tapped in with Him. Because if He's omnipotent, He's covering me, and if I'm with Him, I'm covered, right? So I'm putting myself in alignment with the with the authority. So in this case, if I'm the authority in my life, I'm putting myself in alignment with my purpose. I'm putting myself in alignment of the things that I'm put here to do. And when I'm connected to those things, it's like a three-strand cord. It can't easily be broken. Like if I'm meant here
It's
to
when
be,
you're on a certain frequency, it's like
period.
you can't be penetrated.
Period.
But if I fall off that frequency, then I'm kind of easily kind of penetrated because I'm
Period.
off my game.
But if I fortify myself, then I'm not leaning on anybody to fortify
Anybody.
me.
I don't, yeah, exactly. Because I don't need you. Once you know that you have everything inside of you, all the tools, you don't need to look at anybody for any outside validation or fortification.
A lot of people like to study love languages and things like that, which, and I think they're very relevant. We could talk about love languages another time.
We'll
That could
have
be a whole
love
other
language,
episode,
yeah.
right? But one of my main love languages, I have to, regardless of, let me not even do that. That's what the episode was saying. Like, the concept of it is this: if you don't keep your love tank full, you can't teach people how to fill
You
your
can't
tank.
pour from an empty cup,
So if
and you
I
treat
speak
people how to
German,
treat you.
right, and you speak Chinese, I'm gonna have to pick up some Chinese, you have to pick up some German for us to
So,
communicate. So
yeah.
in the aspect of safety, right? If I have to protect myself and I have to encourage myself, I have to know, and I have to be so fine-tuned in the encouragement that it's easy for me to encourage others. I cannot purposefully encourage others if I don't speak that language for
No,
myself. So
you
how
can't
do I
speak
know what
encouragement to
encouragement
somebody
sounds
and you're
like?
not encouraged. You can't speak encouragement to somebody and you're not encouraged because then it's like
How do you identify what encouragement
it
is if you don't
doesn't
speak it?
exact it doesn't equate because it's like being hypocritical.
So how can I establish safety if I don't establish it for myself?
You can't.
And safety looks like going inward.
But a lot of people are scared of themselves. They don't want to go inward.
They're scared of themselves because they gave other people permission to define them. When you understand
So
your
when they look
makings,
inward and they don't see that defiance
there's
that these
they
other
don't recognize anything.
no, is they feel very empty
And they feel very lost. How can you
and
protect
lost.
something you don't understand? So if my
How do you
purpose here
protect
is,
something you like you said precious? How do you protect something you don't see value in? A lot of us don't see value in ourselves, so we seek outside, validation or even protection, like these young
or you
girls.
put that value in other people's hands, like, oh, I'm a good woman. You're a good woman because you know how to cook, you know how to clean. That's all that makes you a good woman. You've
No, but
heard that
that's what
from
we're taught.
society. But what
Yeah,
makes
that's what we're
you a good
taught.
woman is being the best woman to yourself. What makes you a good woman is being a reliable partner, and a reliable partner starts with individual care. Because how can my partner rely on me if I can't even take care of myself? When a nigga looking at you, he like, do you know how people get up and get dressed and go on dates? They look into how you take care of yourself. Because how you care for yourself
That's
is how
my
you're gonna
thing too.
care for
Like
me.
people want you to pour into them in ways that they don't even pour into themselves.
Or that you don't even know how to pour into yourself, but you want to pour into others because you want them to know that you are pourable,
Capable.
capable, that you're a vessel, but you're empty. And you're letting someone else fill you up.
Right. I
So what
fill in my own
protection looks
gap.
like for me is looking inward. It's fortifying myself from
Shadow
the
work.
inside out.
It's
It's
shadow work.
shadow work. It's mirror work. It's looking inside the dark parts I don't like, the good parts that make me whole, the parts of me that I hate that I can't stand. And I have to become one with those things. And then when I understand them, I
No,
can
you gotta
transmute
embrace
them.
the dark and the light. Speaking
There's a
of which,
duality.
we are taking part in the Dark Goddess Initiation this Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm
Friday
excited
the
for everybody
13th.
showing up.
Who gave us permission to think that Friday the 13th was a evil day? Like, because if you know what you know, then you know that Friday the 13th is the day of the goddess. It's the day of the divine feminine. But how dare we really honor ourselves? You know what I mean? And they make it seem such like the number 13 is a very powerful number. And they make it seem like such a evil day. Oh, stay in your house, all this stuff or whatever, because they really don't enjoy women. They really don't enjoy.
Oftentimes people who hate things don't understand them.
They don't, but they
And
never
to
gonna
understand them.
understand us. When are women ever gonna be understood? So you're never, we're never gonna, it's never gonna be a holy day
Well, thank
because
God we on
women,
the
right?
job.
Okay.
Thank God for us,
So,
girl.
This, I want everybody this week on Friday. I really want y'all goddesses to really take time to pour into yourself in some way, shape, or form. I
You
don't care if
better.
it's just pouring a glass of wine and putting your feet up, getting a pedicure, hair done, nails done, doing a yoni steam, something, but really pour into your, look, Seven said yes. Really
Do us a
pour, take
favor, but do
your time.
yourself a favor.
Yes. Like, and I get it because even being a new mom has been very taxing on my, how I pour into myself now, because I find that I'm pouring into, my son. I'm meeting his needs before I'm meeting my own. And it's like, you really can't pour for from an empty cup. So I'm learning, like right now, I need to go to the emergency room for my wrist.
You going?
But I needed to go since I took him to the doctor last week, but I'd rather had sit with him at his appointment and do what he needs to do because that's what moms do. That's what I'm learning. That's what moms do. But this Friday, I'm going to take some time for myself and do a yoni steam.
You should.
Like, speaking of yoni steam, our yoni steam guide is dropping
So
soon.
excited for this.
We have a 47-page yoni steam guide that will tell you all you need to know about yoni steaming so you can, you can start your yoni steaming practice with confidence.
Yes.
It's frequently asked questions, misconceptions, the benefits, how to set up your steam, how to steam from home. Like, it's the whole
What a
47
great
pages.
know-how to honor yourself, right? Because
Yes.
I love it here. Because we're not going to say that, do this, girl. We're going to give you the practical tools.
No, I'm going to tell
How are
you
we going to
step
say
by
put
step.
yourself first if we're not going to tell you sit down on some flowers?
Yes. All I need you to do is have the time, and I'm going to give you the tools, and
Make time for
it's
yourself.
make time for yourself. I think
And
give yourself that permission.
yes,
Give
and I
yourself
hope,
permission.
And I hope that our listeners know that listening to this was a radical act of self-love.
Absolutely, because I pulled the radical rebirth card today, and I just feel like we're all going through a transition of some sort,
An
of
ascension
some
of
sort
sorts. Yes.
of, yeah, a rebirth of sorts. Like,
Yeah.
and just me, I'm definitely going through a rebirth with becoming a mom. So
Yeah.
I just think that we need to embrace where we are, and like we said, everything is temporary. So you may
Yeah.
not understand why things may be a little, up and down right now, but just know that it's temporary. And this card says, yes, you can. Stop the struggle. You can choose at any moment to start over and be reborn. Like the sun, you rise and rise again. Dust yourself off. Move forward. Go for it again. Life is about transition and change. You will fall on your face, change your mind, and need to make a comeback again and again. Release the idea that you messed up and that things aren't perfect. Stop waiting to be ready. Make new choices and decisions. And the goddess declaration is, still I rise. Because, and I love still I rise. If you don't know still I rise by Maya Angelou, you better know about it.
Bianca, don't we was doing you, Bianca, don't get me started because
Don't know still I
if I
rise
call
by
Lemon in here, if I call
okay.
Lemon in here, I made her memorize. Remember you were the, I made her memorize that
Yes.
poem.
I used to do Still I Rise and Phenomenal Woman poems for my Hal Jackson's Talented Teen talent every time. And it's just like, and she says, but still like dust I rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Like, yes. Why does my light upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Because I'm sitting here shining. But the light can attract butterflies and it could attract moths.
Bianca.
So what are we attracting with our light? Because she said, because I walk like I got oil wells pumping in my living room. Okay. Just like the moon and the suns. Like, as of that,
Don't
Lord, don't get me started. Don't take me back.
get started, girl.
Don't take me back. But I just really, and even when you're feeling like you've allowed some fucked up shit in your life or whatever, pull out that poem, Still I Rise, and read it. And give yourself some solace. Give yourself some grace. And know that give yourself some grace and know that you might have given your power to the wrong source at the time, but take your power back and rise. Rise for this radical rebirth that's happening. We got a eclipse on Saturday. A lot of change is taking place. And whatever, when eclipses happen, it's like powerful resets. They're like the strength of like a hundred new moons is one eclipse. And sometimes when we have goals in mind, like say, you're like contemplating on leaving a job in 3 months, but then an eclipse happens. Eclipse is like, no, bitch, we're leaving a job right now. You don't got 3 months. It's a huge shift. It's a huge,
But we have to be in alignment to see these shifts. We have to be in alignment with our existence in order to be
and not play victim
sensitive
though.
to that, to the needs of our calling and not to the needs of man and the needs of people. So, like, I encourage everybody to dig deep. Like, oh, let's give us information before we hang up. So before we hang up, we'll get some FaceTime. All right. What is one affirmation you
I
have?
like this a FaceTime
Right.
because we always just
It really gives
tune
that. So wait, what is one affirmation you give the people who are still navigating permission and even grappling with the idea that, oh shoot, I gave somebody permission along the way?
I give myself permission to take my power back. That's my affirmation. I give myself the permission to take my power back unapologetically because sometimes we just be permitting the wrong things, and in that moment we don't realize it. We could have been down to our lower selves for 5 minutes and gave permission, and then tap back into our higher selves and be like, "Oh shit, that was not me. That was the old me. The old me gets that type of permission. New me, I'm not permitting that shit.
Know me who this?
New me, who this? The new me
My
is rising, rising
rising.
to change."
My affirmation this week, or like, my release this week is give yourself permission to be a mirror.
Give yourself the permission to reflect.
Because
It's a
when you,
mirror, a reflection.
because you be a mirror, and I don't mean reflect, I don't mean deflect. That's not what I'm
No.
talking about. I'm talking about if you now that we know what we know after this episode, because it's
You
ended,
can't
you know
unknow
what you
once you
got.
know
You
for
can't
sure.
unknow. I give you permission to take this episode and be a mirror everywhere you go, and let your creator shine through that. You will see things you don't want to see, but
Give
be a
yourself permission
mirror.
to rise and shine. Like,
And give yourself permission to be a reflection of what is on the inside, whatever that is, and deal with
and
it
like I said, your
accordingly.
reality doesn't have to be your reality. You can always change the channel, but it is a reflection of what's going on the inside. And if you don't like it, then you have to change what's going on the inside. And the
Choose
only way you
again.
can do that is by reflecting on what's going on in the inside, holding up that mirror. So
We love y'all.
I hope that you guys enjoyed this conversation.
It
Like,
was
share,
juicy.
comment, let us know. Tap in with us. Let us know if you're enjoying, the episodes. What you want to see more, hear more, what you want us to do more of.
And join us on
But
Instagram. We be
yes,
live.
join us on Instagram, join our Yoni circle, hang out with us in other places and spaces because we there.
I'm scooching. Come sit next to us.
Come sit next to me. I gave you a spot. I gave you a seat. You got a seat right next to us.